And now, James Gravel.
In our previous lesson, as we began an examination of the power of prayer, we pointed out how Jesus understood the power of prayer in his own life. We too must realize just how important prayer is in helping us overcome the difficulties we face. In James 5, verse 16, we read, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." That one statement alone shows the power of prayer. I sometimes wonder, if we as Christians do not pray as often or as fervently as we should because we tend to underestimate the power of prayer. Perhaps we could better understand the real power of prayer if we realize that when we pray, we are taking our request before the throne of the Creator of the universe, who has told us that if we will ask in faith without doubting, James 1, 6-8, then He will hear and respond to the petitions that we are making according to His will. As Jesus himself put it in his prayer to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not as I will, but as you will," Matthew 26, verse 39. In the context of James 5, where James was discussing the power of prayer, he referred to Elijah the prophet, who undoubtedly was a man of prayer. James said that Elijah prayed that it would not rain, and it did not. Elijah then prayed that it would rain, and it did. God heard Elijah's request. Today, we too can see powerful results ensue because of our own prayers. Imagine having the ability to communicate in a one-on-one fashion with the Creator of the universe. God has promised that He will hear us, that He will care for us, and that He will help us if we ask Him according to His will. As God said to King Hezekiah upon what should have been his deathbed, "I have heard your prayer, and I have seen your tears," 2 Kings 20, verse 5. Oh, if we could just realize how powerful prayer really is in our lives today. The old saying, "Prayer moves the hand that moves the world," has more than a grain of truth to it.